This is Dick Wright, director of KANU Radio Services. As most jazz buffs know, Charlie Parker was the leader of the so-called bop era and hailed by many as one of the greatest figures in the history of jazz. In the fall of 1940, Parker was playing with the J. McShann Band and traveled with the group on a tour through Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma. The weekend of November the 30th, the band found itself in Wichita, Kansas, with some free time. Fred Higginson, manager of radio station KFBI and a friend of McShann, engaged the band to record a series of performances. This in itself was quite a novelty, since few bands, especially those that were unknown or fell into the territory band category, were afforded such an opportunity. On Saturday, November the 30th, a group from the McShann band recorded two pieces, I Found a New Baby and Body and Soul. The following Monday, December the 2nd, a second recording session produced five more pieces, Honeysuckle Rose, Lady Be Good, Coquette, Moton Swing, and an Untitled Blues. Thus, Charlie Parker made his first recordings. The great alto man was only 20 years old at the time, but already playing with the sound and style that would soon turn the jazz world around. Although most jazz buffs have known about these recording sessions, few have had the privilege of hearing any of them, and even fewer the fortune to own the recordings. The track I've selected is the standard Honeysuckle Rose with the following personnel: Charlie Parker, alto sax; Buddy Anderson and Orville Minor trumpets; Bud Gould, trombone, doubling on violin; Bob Mabane, tenor sax; Gene Ramey, bass; Gus Johnson, drums; and J. McShann, piano. The recording date was December the 2nd, 1940, at radio station KBFI, Wichita, Kansas.
Louder and funnier. Louder and funnier. Play that thing. Louder and funnier. Thank you.